Hey, good morning in Maranatha. Jesus is coming soon. Let's continue to prepare ourselves for his soon coming. Bible says those who love his reappearance, they continue to purify themselves. May we purify ourselves as we wait upon him. This morning, I want to conclude the book of John, chapter number 11. This is the fourth investment. This is the first session. They had had four sessions. They had had 57 verses. And we did the first session, the second one, the third one. And we want to conclude with the fourth one, which is from verses 45 to 57. And as we conclude the book of John, we want to focus on the levels of faith. The levels of faith. We have seen a number or a different kinds of faith. The book of John itself was written so that people may believe. People may believe that Jesus is God. We may believe that Jesus is whom he claimed to be. And once we believe, the Bible says we may have eternal life. The result of believing is that we may have eternal life. Then it means if you do not believe, we cannot be able to enter into life eternity. The greatest work we do on earth, as Jesus says, is to believe. Some people came and asked, what can we do to work the works of God? Jesus told them in the same book of John, that you may believe God and the one that he sent. And once we believe, that is the work. So allow me to highlight about five types of faith. Five types of faith. They are all scattered in this book, and especially I want to just highlight a few in the book of John, chapter 11. In chapter 12, we still continue with more. I think once you look at the scripture, we begin by where people did not have faith. Where people, that's number one. No faith. Number one is no faith. We began by a place where people didn't know God. They didn't know that they needed God. Like the man who was in Bethesda, he didn't have faith. He didn't know that he needed even a savior. He lived there. He didn't know that there was one who can be able to help him come out of his situation. And this is a long situation where we all start. We do not have faith, we do not know, and we do not know that we do not know. That is the first level of faith. And we have given an example of the people like the Samaritan woman. She didn't have faith. She had heard about it, but she had no faith in the Messiah. Really, and when you talk about even the person we call the Pharisee Nicodemus, I think he's also there. That's where we all start. No faith. Number two, We have what we call little faith. Little faith. Little faith, this I want to just talk about what is mentioned in the Bible. No faith, then little faith. Little faith is when you have started believing in Jesus. You know that he is able to do that. You can quote scriptures. But yet, when it comes to the application part of it, you do not line up. You do not align what you say with what you do. Many of the people in the Bible, like there was a man who had a son who came to Jesus, and the son knew that Jesus and his disciples would be able to heal his son. And when he brought and the disciples of Jesus could not be able to heal his demoniac son. But when Jesus came, he rebuked the disciples. And of course, he rebuked them because of a little faith. He says, "You of little faith." And then this man also said, "Lord, increase my faith." He also said, "Help me to believe in you." So little faith is mentioned in the Bible many times. When the disciples were in the lake and they were moving with Jesus, and there was a storm, and the storm almost threatened their lives, and they called Jesus, and Jesus woke up and said, "You of little faith, why did you stop believing?" So little faith, I guess this is also where the mother was. Mother would be able to quote scriptures, would be able to tell Jesus that I know my brother will resurrect again in the final days. But when it came to removing the stone, he was able to tell Jesus, "There's a bad old door." I think that is little faith. And may God help us in our little faith. Then number three, I can see we have got what we call saving faith. Saving faith. Saving faith, this is where we trust God to save our lives. We believe in him to change us. And we are there following Jesus because of the faith that can help us, that can save us, that can change us, that can take us to the eternal life. And I think this is where now that some of the disciples would follow Jesus because of eternal life. I think that is the saving faith. Why? When the disciples, Peter and the rest, were being asked, "Will you also leave like those who had little faith and who left?" He said, "Master, where do we go? You are the one with the word of eternal life." I think he said, "I'm following you because of eternal life." That is saving faith. But I also want to talk about fourth, which could come together with the saving faith, is that is the bread faith, the miracle faith. Those who would follow Jesus think because of miracles. They follow Jesus because of bread. They follow Jesus because they want him to help them pass exam. They follow Jesus because they are looking for something. You have heard of people who come to Jesus Christ because they had sicknesses that could not be healed. And they tried everything else, and they knew Jesus would just touch their physical lives. Jesus would give them good house. Jesus would give them a bread. Now that is bread faith. People or miracle faith. That I think is in number four. And many of us are there. And may God continue helping us even into that one. Then together with that, number five, we have got what I think we call serving faith. Serving faith is the faith that helps us to believe God not only for ourselves, but for others. We are able to believe God to produce is a faith of production. We will deal with this from tomorrow when we'll be able to see what do you do as a result of faith. This is where the Samaritan woman got to. When she was able to realize who Jesus was, she left everything. She was not captivated by the water again. She went telling others about the Jesus. She was able, or she was willing, to go and transfer this faith even to others. She was able to trust God for others and believing God as a savior of the world. Now, serving faith is what we continue to talk about. Now, number six is what I want to finish up with, which is called dead faith. Not just no faith, is dead faith. And number seven, I want to deal with the two of them, a demonic faith. I think the Bible says, James says that demons believe and they even shudder. But demonic faith is what we see with the Pharisees and the dead faith. The two of them, let me deal with the two of them because of time. Dead demonic faith is the one that want to eliminate Jesus. Like here the Bible says that the Pharisees knew that Jesus had already done a miracle. And they met together and acknowledged and said, what are we doing? This man will continue to change the people. Let us kill him. That is called demonic faith. Demonic faith is the one that want to eliminate truth. Demonic faith is the persecuting faith. It is inspired by demons. It is inspired by Satan. Yes, it is manifested in the lives of the people because faith is manifested in people's life. But down there is the devil at work. How and where on earth would people believe and know that Jesus has done miracles? And they can say, he has done undeniable miracle. But yet you come to, and then you call all other people and you talk about, let's kill him. But you are trying to kill the resurrection. It is futile to think of killing the one who gives life. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. But this demonic faith is trying to destroy the one who gives life. Of course, it is futile. It is like what Saul would do, trying to kill those who believe in God. Saul, number one, he also began by demonic faith. And we want to believe that this demonic faith is instigated and inspired by demons. And this is what we are going to keep seeing from now. We keep on following this demonic faith because it's there. But yet, another one, number eight, is what we call dead faith. James says, faith without works is dead. Just like the body without spirit is dead, so it is faith without works. Now, dead faith is the faith of those who talk about it, but they do not produce. And this is also what we are also going to talk about. As we come talk about Jesus is the vine, and my Father is the vine dresser, the one that is a productive life. So we cannot talk about the serving faith and the productive faith without looking as the dead faith. And the dead faith is the one that just talk about, it is just words and words and words, but we do not really produce one. Let's trust God that we are not going to have the demonic faith or the dead faith or the no faith of the little faith, or even the miracle faith. But let's trust God that we are going to have the saving faith and the serving faith, the faith that produces for God. Father, we pray that you are the one who increases our faith. We know that faith is a gift in us. We have seen 8 dimensions of faith. Help us, dear Lord, to have the saving faith. Help us to believe in Jesus for eternity. And help us also to produce for Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.